This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. The body of the late U.S. Congressman and civil rights icon John Lewis returned to Washington on Monday, where it will lie in state for the next day as lawmakers and the public pay their last respects to Lewis's lifelong efforts to promote civil rights. Lewis died last week at the age of 80 after a year-long battle with advanced stage pancreatic cancer. His flag-draped casket was escorted Monday to the U.S. Capitol, where he served the people of his Georgia district for 33 years. Before arriving on Capitol Hill, the motorcade carrying his body took a final journey past several civil rights landmarks in Washington, as well as a new mural on a street near the White House reading Black Lives Matter. President Donald Trump did not attend ceremonies for Lewis on Monday. Lewis was openly critical of the Trump presidency and did not attend Trump's inauguration. Trump later called Lewis's longtime congressional district crime-infested. In remarks in the Capitol Rotunda, House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi called Lewis the conscience of the Congress. Pelosi had led a delegation Monday to Joint Base Andrews in Maryland to greet Lewis's casket. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell also praised Lewis, saying Lewis lived and worked with urgency because the task was urgent. Democratic presidential candidate and former Vice President Joe Biden paid his respects on Monday. Biden and Lewis became friends during the two decades they served together in Congress. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen also paid their respects on Monday evening. President Donald Trump says the United States is doing well in developing a coronavirus vaccine as a North Carolina lab began manufacturing a possible vaccine on Monday. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is warning Hezbollah it is playing with fire, in his words, along the Lebanese border with Israel. Netanyahu spoke on Israeli television Monday, shortly after Israeli forces said they thwarted an attempt by a Hezbollah cell to sneak across the border. Netanyahu said Hezbollah and Lebanon bear full responsibility for the incident. He vowed that any attack against Israel will be met with great force. The Israeli army said a small squad of armed men tried to infiltrate Israeli territory from the Sheba Farms region. That's an area claimed by Lebanon but captured by Israel in the 1967 war. Forces on both sides exchanged fire for about an hour, but no casualties were reported. Hezbollah denied that any of its fighters were involved in Monday's incident, and it accused Israel of trying to invent elusive victories. Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pushed the White House and Senate Republicans to negotiate quickly on Monday to renew expiring federal unemployment benefits for more than 16 million Americans who are out of work because of the coronavirus pandemic. As the administration of President Donald Trump and Republican Senate leaders prepared to release a $1 trillion coronavirus aid package, Pelosi called for them to immediately come to her office in the U.S. Capitol to work out a deal with Democrats who want a $3 trillion spending plan to bolster the faltering U.S. economy. The two parties are at odds over the continuing amount the federal government should pay to unemployed workers as a supplement to the less generous amounts they receive from state governments. The national government has paid millions of jobless workers an extra $600 a week for the last 4 months. But the stipend expires on Friday. The White House and Republicans want to cut payments down to $200 a week. Democrats want to continue the current figure through the end of 2020. U.S. Major League Baseball team the Miami Marlins has been hit with an outbreak of coronavirus infections just after the league opened its sharply curtailed season last week. The Marlins canceled their Monday night home opener in Miami against the Baltimore Orioles after 14 players and coaches tested positive for coronavirus. The new infections came after the team had played the Philadelphia Phillies in Philadelphia. They stayed in Philadelphia on Sunday night, and the Phillies also called off their Monday night game against the New York Yankees. Google announced Monday that its employees will work from home until summer 2021 due to concerns about COVID-19. The decision affects almost 200,000 employees worldwide. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.